Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Trip to the chemist. Some people make it regularly, you know, maybe at least once a week. I know you have to get a prescription filled pretty often.
Yeah, I have to go there probably maybe once a month. I really hate going there when the missus sends me there, though, because she's always like, oh, I've got a splitting headache. She gets migraine headaches. She's like, can you grab some Mercindol from the chemist on your way home?
And I'm Mercindol? Like, what is that?
It's like a
industrial strength migraine medication.
Just about. It's the one where you go up to the counter and you ask for it and they look at you twice like it's like, let me see your arms. Is there any track marks on your arms?
They
take your license.
Meet me around the back.
Yeah. Take the license.
The hard stuff.
They look on the computer, they sort of whisper to each other.
Oh, right.
The person in the dispensary and the pharmacist, and they're like, here you go, eventually. And you just feel like a criminal. So when she sends me, I hate it. When I go there of my own accord, I'm confident as.
Well, the thing that bugs me about going to the chemist is the wait times. Like, if you go to the doctor, they give you the prescription, you take it there, and then, like, you have to wait. And depending on the time of day, there might be, you know, another five people or
exactly
so.
Right.
So settle in for a long wait, Jimmy.
And there's always one chair there as well.
Yeah.
There's one chair, and it's like no one wants to sit on it because it's just like, well, I'm going to have to get up if an elderly person comes in. So it's just, it's a trap.
It's like you've arrived at the end of a game of musical chairs. You're like, what? What's
always
happening here? But this could be a thing of the past because there's one hospital down south that has introduced a robot chemist.
This $1.6 million in-pharmacy robot is automating the dispensing process at the Lyle McEwen Hospital. It can store up to 36,000 packages at a time and eliminates many duties staff used to do manually.
Incredible. Make it more efficient at your local chemist. Although $1.6 million, didn't they offer a generic brand of robot arm? Like, why did they get the brand name arm? They got ripped off.
Yeah, great. So when I go in there and I get asked for the license, now I'm going to get retina scans from the robot or something like that.
Apparently, yeah. But they reckon it will be a lot more accurate when it comes to dispensing the medication to patients.
A robotic system like this reduces the potential for medication errors. That's a double boost for patient safety.
So no more having, you know, your local pharmacist yelling, Mr. Blissett, your herpes ointment is ready. I'm like, it's not mine.
Or your Webster
You've
pack.
Got it mixed up again. Yeah. They reckon these things will be able to run 24/7.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean? So it will really speed things up. They reckon the chemists will be able to spend more time with people in store, giving them the right advice.
Consultations and things,
Restocking shelves with jelly beans and orthopedic sandals and scented candles and whatever the hell else they sell in chemists these days.
Hydrolite after a big night.
Yeah, that's right. So, I'm all for it. Robot chemists, why not? I think I draw the line at robot doctors, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if I go to see a robot doctor, they better have some sort of way to warm up their robot finger or something if I'm getting certain examinations done. That's all I'm saying.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
The next Exit Festival coming up Friday, May 28th at Mackay Park, Batemans Bay. Should be a great afternoon of live Australian music. And to tell us more about their new album, Lonely Diamond, and what we can expect from the upcoming performance at Batemans Bay, we've got Mitch Galbraith from Ocean Alley with us. Morning, Mitch.
G'day, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Have you guys been to the South Coast before?
Yeah, we have been to the South Coast. We all grew up in Sydney, so we spent some time down there holidaying, but I remember we played a couple of shows down at Batemans Bay before.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys look like you'd fit right in here. You've got that whole surfy vibe to you, so.
Hopefully we don't stand out too much when we're down there.
Because I was just listening before to your new album, Lonely Diamond. It's your third studio album. It is a very chilled out album. I feel so relaxed. It's like I just had a half hour massage just before I started this interview. I'm feeling very relaxed. You guys brought it out June last year, right in the middle of a pandemic. So I don't imagine you've had a lot of chances to tour.
No, we haven't. Small amount of shows that we have done. We've been playing all the songs off Lonely Diamond. So we'll be keen to take it down to the South Coast and play it to everyone down there.
So you guys formed in 2011. So how did it all get started in the first place? Was it you and your brother who formed the band? Everyone else sort of just jumped in? How did it sort of happen?
We kind of just formed the band together. We were all mates, like hanging out surfing and skateboarding around when we were groms around the northern beaches where we live. And we just picked up some instruments and started playing covers of old songs that we were listening to at the time, some Pink Floyd covers and some Neil Young covers, and eventually we just fell in love with writing our own music, and we've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, one of my favourite songs that you guys have written is Confidence. I love the film clip to that. Was it looks like it's in the Northern Beaches City? Did you just turn up in Manly or somewhere and go, hey guys, we're filming a music video, no experience necessary, can you just skate around for us and see what happens? Or
yeah, it kind of went like that. it was the brainchild of our creative up here called The Source, Tyler Bell and Kane Lehenaher, and they just came up with the idea that it'd be funny to have people rollerblading around who looked confident but weren't necessarily good at rollerblading. So when Kane put the word out to try and find some people who would come along for the shoot, I think he had that rollerblading experience was not required at all.
I've got fond memories of the mental rentals. You'd put them on at the local skating rink. You try and skate in a straight line and then you just go, your legs would do the splits. You try and tiptoe to the edge. It looks like people are really struggling in that film clip.
Yeah, yeah, it's not easy, but I'm sure when you had a go, you looked as confident as the people in the film clip.
If you can't make it, fake it.
The director's like, exactly, can you skate backwards now? It's like, I could barely go forwards. I'm not going backwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you said you're into your skating and surfing, Mitch, because whenever I hear your music, I think about those old surf music videos that I'd watch back when I was a grum. You put in the VHS cassette tape and you just watch all these different surf videos, and I reckon your music is perfect for one of those.
Yeah, I mean, we would love to have our music for a surf film. I think we've dreamt of having a film played on a big screen and us performing music live to an audience.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty cool vibe, and maybe we could come down to the South Coast and do something like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
We're in the age of reboots, let's be honest. There could be a Point Break 2, 3, 4, 5, so you never know.
Yeah, Point Break would be all right. That would sort of be kind of fitting, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, look, we love your music. Yeah. I mean, any band that has a song about hot chicken, I'm in.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to see you guys Friday, May 28th, Mackay Park, Batemans Bay for the next Exit Festival. If you want to get your hands on tickets, now's the time, mjrpresents.com. Looking forward to seeing you and your brother and the rest of Ocean Alley performing at the end of May. Mitch, thanks very much.
Thanks, Brad and Hutsy. Have a ripper day.
Yeah, cheers. You too.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
And it's another day and another study that has discovered the health risks associated with something you love. Yeah. Usually it's like red wine. It'll be like one day it's bad for you, next day it's good for you. Same with coffee.
Every single time I see Helen Wellings on TV, it's like, all right, what bad news has she got for me now?
Well, last night she had the bad news that a new UK study has found that bacon is not doing us any good.
Processed meats, like bacon and deli products, were linked to dementia. 25 grams of bacon a day, just one rasher, produced a 44% higher risk.
So I'm not eating bacon every day. I probably might have like a cooked breakfast on the weekend, like on a Sunday, and that might have two rashers of bacon.
But I kind of feel like bacon's like chocolate. You can't just stop at one. No one just has one rasher of bacon. Don't be silly.
That's it. It is delicious. I mean, vegans listening are like, what are you talking about? Yeah. And every day I'm kind of like, you know what? Going vegan is sounding better and better each day. But yeah, it would be hard to just go, okay, no more bacon. Do they have a patch for it or something? Can I wear a bacon patch?
We were talking about this off air yesterday and you were trying to do deals with me. You're like, what if, get this, you're still allowed to have shaved ham and salami, but you had to give up bacon. I was like, nah. No way.
They're pretty much saying all processed meats can increase your risk of dementia and, of course, all the other health problems that have been associated with them in the past. But it's a food that Hutsy would refuse to give up, bacon.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the basic food groups is bacon.
I'd probably try out baconless bacon. You know, they have like chicken-free chicken.
Yeah, for me,
I'd try it.
Hard to give up bacon and probably mince as well. Like for my love of hamburgers. Like,
oh, yeah, true.
I couldn't do it.
I'm kind of curious. Is it the same for you? Is there a particular food that you could just never, ever give up? 1-300-92-1250. Maybe it is bacon. Well, you know, it's bacon, I'm kind of like, bacon schmacon. But I'm a big fan of like salami.
Also,
like
you couldn't
chorizo.
Give up some salami.
Like, I like that sort of processed.
The cured meats.
Yeah, so I would find it really tough to give that up. But 1-300-92-1250, tell us about the food you refuse to give up. Kate from Surfside, hello. What would be the one food that you would refuse to give up in like a million years?
Never in a million years, I would give up lamb.
Ooh. Oh, right. Even though it's so expensive now?
Absolutely. I try to pick it up when it's on special.
Oh, okay.
And a good roast lamb, it just takes me back. It's my childhood.
Yeah, I very rarely have lamb because it's so expensive. I almost feel like I've given it up already without giving it up.
It is very much a sometimes treat food. But I remember as a kid, lamb shanks used to be cut off and fed to the dogs. And now you kind of go,
oh, God.
Holy cow, I would never do that.
No.
Yeah. No. These days, if you see someone with a couple of lamb cutlets on the plate, you're asking them for a loan.
Yeah, pretty much. You're rolling in it. All right. Sounds like Sam Kekovich will give up his lamb before you do, Kate. Thanks for calling.
Oh, lamb. The only time I get to have is like weddings and things like that where someone else is paying and footing the bill. It's that expensive.
Well, you just got to make sure you're in the right seat, though, if they do that alternate.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, I can see him coming. I try and like dodge the waves like I'm in the beach or something. But I've been known to be like a shark circling around, you know, the meat section of Woolies or Coles when I see him coming out with those, you know, clearance stickers, just sort of, you know, walking back and forth. Doing a bit of rubbernecking just
to make
sure.
What you need, you just need a price gun so you can just mark
it. Do it yourself. Go, there we go.
So handy.
That'll do.
We've had a few people as well telling us on Facebook about the foods that they would refuse to give up. It's their right to eat this food.
Our receptionist, Pammy, says tacos. She could never give up tacos.
Yeah. Pizza.
It's like, I forgot about pizza.
I think I would rather die than give up pizza.
Yeah, Chris from Brogo says coffee, the most important meal of the day.
True. Yes.
Elizabeth is chicken. She says literally anything that's chicken, she couldn't live without chicken.
But chicken-free chicken, would that be an option?
What, chicken crimpy shapes? Yeah. That's the bargaining chip, is it?
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.